But right now, a Musers exclusive. We have gotten a hold of this secret audio. This is the recording of what went on between Jerry Jones and Mike McCarthy. The hidden audio tapes have come into our possession. We're going to play them now.
Yeah, this is the exit interview. You know, every company has to do exit interviews when someone's let go.
Even the Cowboys.
Even the Cowboys, apparently. Okay. I guess. So this is super secret audio.
All right, Mike, go ahead and have a seat there.
Right,
you okay? You're comfortable?
Yeah, good.
Okay, fine.
Good.
Okay, now,
yeah,
Mike,
good.
As you know, we are not going to renew you as the coach of the Dallas Football Cowboys.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why we got to do this, Jerry. Just let me pack up my desk, put my mini fridge in my truck, and get the hell out of here.
Well, now, calm down. Calm down. We have to do an exit interview.
I thought them were done by an HR, you know, department.
Well, we got rid of the HR department back in the Dalrymple days, so I got to do this.
I swear, there's a full department at the south end of the Star called Human Resources.
Oh, so. Okay. Well, that's an organ procurement team. That's a private team of mine.
Come on. Go on, Drew. I just want to hit a Golden Corral before rush hour and forget all this stuff for a while, you know?
After the exit interview, okay? Standard questions. I got to ask them, okay?
Okay, but please realize this is valuable emotional eating time for me.
Okay? I know. Okay. A drink to calm the nerves?
No, thank you.
No, I'm asking you to pour me a drink, please.
Oh, okay.
It's right there. You're closer to minibar.
There you go.
Okay. First question. If you had to choose one word to describe the company culture, what would it be?
F***ed up.
Mike, that is the most callous response to...
I mean, what do you want me to say? I mean, y'all run this place like a hillbilly circus, you know? I mean, nobody has any authority to do anything except maybe you and Gene, and you don't always agree with each other. Hell, you don't even agree with yourselves as the day wears on and the alcohol takes over.
Let's not get personal, all right? We're just going to put that answer down as good company culture.
Okay.
Is good two O's or three?
Two.
Okay. All right, next question. What was your favorite and least favorite part of working here? We'll start with favorite.
Oh, well.
Too many to choose from that.
No, I'm just trying to think of one, you know?
That's probably hard for you being so heavy and all.
I don't know. You know, favorite, you guys had these highlighters, you know, that never really ran out of ink. That was pretty cool. You know? Sometimes I'd sit at my desk all day and see if I could take all the paper out of the printer and color it all yellow so it looked like I had yellow paper, you know?
That was your favorite thing of working here in 5 years.
Yeah. And least favorite is...
Well, we ran out of time.
Damn, that was a short interview.
No, not the interview, just for the answer. We ran out of time for that. All right, next question. What did you think of your onboarding when you first joined? Oh, damn it, Mike. This
Sorry
is a closed room.
Sorry about that.
God, these windows don't open.
I forgot where I was, okay? I'm sorry. Oh, could you repeat the question?
Lord, that's so bad. Oh, my God. Smells like an unplugged fridge. what did you think of your onboarding when you first joined?
What the hell is onboarding? Is that what we do to them Arabs in Gitmo?
Mike, please. Watch the language, okay? That's offensive.
Is that what the heck is onboarding? Is that what we do to them Arabs in Gitmo?
That's better. Right, how satisfied were you with our flex time work from home policies?
What the crap are you talking about? You know, we don't have no work from home policy and flex time. Is that the Tom Landry defense deal?
Just let's forget that one. What qualities should we absolutely look for in your replacement?
Well, you know, that's the biggest quality they should have is being an idiot. Yeah, it would probably be a necessity to take this job, and it'd help if, I don't know, maybe they had a head injury or a lack of people to warm.
Okay, I think I get your point. Okay, Mike, did you feel valued and recognized within the company?
No.
Yes, is what I'm writing
Boss
down.
Said no.
Right? Yes. As a valued employee, did you have trouble understanding any company policies? And I guess this means other than the one about winning football games.
Oh, okay. No, I don't know. I mean, do we have company policies? The only one I know of was don't make fun of Steven in front of Gene. Was that a company policy or something you just warned me about?
Let's just move on, okay? Let's just move on.
I got a question for you. Two, in fact.
What's that?
When are you going to realize that you don't know a f***ing thing about football? Will that be tomorrow? Next Tuesday? Never? Let me know so I can write it down in my Jerry is a f***ing idiot scrapbook.
Now, there's no need to get combative here.
Hey, I'm not getting combative. You know, I'm just busting balls a little bit. And it's just, you've been the primary obstacle this team's had for, you know, 30 years. You've done a great job building a business, Jerry. But you haven't done a good job building a consistent winner. That's because the company flowchart dead ends in the ass of a man who's still trying to prove he can do it all on his own. But here's the thing. You can't do it all on your own. You need people. You need people with the freedom to make the decisions that need to get made without dealing with you every second of the goddamn day. Here's the thing, Jerry. You're stuck in that moment of when Jimmy Johnson didn't toast you. You gotta let the past be the past. You want to prove to the world that you're not just a wealthy hillbilly from Arkansas with a chip on his shoulder, you know? Well, stop acting like one. I wasn't your guy. Failed here. But that doesn't mean the next guy has to fail. Give me authority, Jerry. If he fails, it's on him. If he succeeds, you succeed. Team deserves that, Jerry. Hell, you deserve that. But more importantly, the fans deserve that. They've suffered through this drought just like you have. Only they didn't have the $1 billion to comfort them through it. And more importantly, they didn't have the authority to change it. You do. I gotta go. My butt itches.
Hold on, Mike. Hold on.
What?
That was very moving. Oh. You've given me a lot to think about here.
Okay.
What was your second question? You said you had two.
Scrapbook was first question. Oh, yeah, second one. You got to keep enchilada Tuesdays? I'd like to have a legacy around here.
Maybe we will. Maybe we will.
Okay, all right.
All right, Mike, we're almost done here.
Okay.
I just need you to sign these forms, and then you can be on your way.
All right, now, what are these? An NDA and what is... Pledge of non-pursuit of paternity.
These are all just standard forms. They're for your protection. Just sign them all.
Okay, let me sign.
Make sure that last one. Make sure you sign that last one about not doing an outside podcast.
Podcast.
Got that.
Okay, fine. Can I go?
Almost. Before you go, I want you to kiss me on the lips.
Again? Hey, man, I don't work anymore. That deal's over.
No, just one more time. Just one more time so I can feel your forgiveness and beauty.
All right, whoa. One last time, but I'm warning you, I had onions.
That's okay. Just a little
all
bit.
Right.
Of,
okay.
Just a little bit of...
Oh. Mm. Stop. Mm.
Stop. Mm. It's Stop. Good, it's good. Mm. So good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right there.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. That was perfect. That was just what I needed.
Weird.
What I needed.
All right. Thank you for your service, Mike.
Okay. You're welcome, I guess.
Now go f*** up the Saints for 5 years.
So long, Jerry. Enjoy your time in hell here in about 3 years.
I love you, Mike. Hey, Mike, one more thing.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay.
All right.
What happened
all
there
right.
at the end? Wow. That was explosive. That was a great rant by McCarthy.
Yeah,
I hope Jerry listened.
Yeah.
What every Cowboy fan wanted to
it was
hear
cathartic
there.
Cathartic to hear, in fact.
See, Mike knows what he's talking about.
But then the kissing at the end was really weird.
Why do we have to witness that?
Gunshots. All right, there you go. No other station has that, only the ticket, right here on the Morning Musers.